everyone, and welcome to Talking Wrestling with Pondwater Dave. I am the Amy, First Lady of the Arn Anderson Fan Club, and recent tourist, I guess, of Waterloo, Iowa. So I knew exactly where I would be going in a couple months so I can go see my man get his Hall of Fame award. But enough about me. Let's talk about who we're really here to see. The man who took a bullet and is here with us today. And I'm not talking about our guest. I'm actually talking about the one and only, the person who counted Ric Flair's last match, Pondwater Dave.
What an introduction. Woo-hoo! You just need to shut it down right there.
Look at you, kid.
Justin can take off any night.
Exactly, right? Give me a little practice. Let me get, you know, give it a run. But, you know.
Well, I heard you say that Waterloo, so we can expect to see you in Waterloo in July then.
You know what? It's 99%. I'm not going to lie. My husband doesn't know yet. I crafted that with my mom and dad and my sister. But my sister, her first grandchild is going to be born next month, and they live in Iowa. So I think we're going to make some trips up there in general. And I think I could drop her off, and I can just head on over to Waterloo. I think it's going to work out perfectly. It was divine intervention.
Use those kids. That's what I say.
I mean, my dad said, I told my mom and dad about it, and he's like, well, you're going, right? I'm like, well, I don't know, because, you know, I have a trip coming up the week before, which I'm super excited about. He goes, but it's Arn Anderson. You got to go. So when your dad says you got to go, you got
to
go.
That's right.
So,
listen to your father.
Exactly.
And for everybody that doesn't have any idea what we're talking about, we're talking about the National Wrestling Hall of Fame at the Dan Grable Museum in Waterloo, Iowa, the Tragostez Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Tony Schiavone's going in for the Gordon Solie Award. Arn Anderson's going in. Don Fry. There's going to be some others. July 18th through the 20th. So,
yes, they have already listed a long list. Mark Henry, Gerald Briscoe. I'm trying to think of some other people like that are going to be there. Legend Stan Hansen that are going to be there and will be doing autograph signings. Conrad Thompson's going to be there.
There's going to be a seminar for wrestlers and referees. Only 20 spots on that Saturday. Les Thatcher's one of the guys that's going to be heading it up. And
Les Thatcher ran. What did he run? Heartland. So you're going to be getting. He wrestled.
You can't learn something from Les Thatcher. You can't learn anything.
Exactly.
Speaking of super excited, let's introduce our guest and get this thing started. He's a member of Southern Royalty. He's been terrorizing the South for 10, 15 years. He's a member of the Blackwater Society. He's one half of the BIW Tag Team Champions. He's the Alabama Heavyweight Champion. Please welcome to the show the nightmare known as Jeremiah.
Hoo, 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 hoo.
There you go.
What's going on with you?
Nightmare, thank you for joining us tonight.
Oh, yeah, always, always. Glad to be here.
Yeah, you've been racking up the gold lately.
Trying to, man. Oh, yeah.
Barbed wire, what do you have?
Barbed wire is tasty.
Oh, my
I floss with.
He flosses with it.
I knew this was going to be a creepy episode. Flossing with barbed wire.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm about half scared.
Bill character.
But I got so much respect.
Come on now. Come on.
But I got so much respect for him.
You're scared of him too, Pondwater? I think I've seen them when I went to Vicksburg.
You did.
I thought I did. I thought I saw you when I was in Vicksburg.
You did. But no.
And I was scared there too. No.
I was looking. And before we get started and hearing about how you got started and everything, explain to us about what's going on with the Blackwater Society. I saw Jackson Slade was in there.
He just joined today. So, and I'm sure there's another group out there that probably does something similar that I'm unaware of, but this is my thought process. You know, in wrestling, especially indie wrestling, a lot of times, like on the coast, you might have a tag team. And then on the other side of the state, these two guys got to, you know, they don't know each other. They might have to wrestle each other. And you get what I'm saying?
Well, you know, you're a member of Southern Royalty, and that's a faction.
Yeah, that's a faction. But like, if I'm on another show with Camacho, we might not associate with each other. We might not know each other on other shows. We might have to work each other, wrestle each other, like we don't know each other.
Right.
And my thought process with the Black Bar Society was, you know, real world. If I have something you want, if you want this, you challenge me for it. We fight for it. We can be friends afterwards. We can be enemies afterwards. And my thought process is we are a group of people that are handpicked individuals. And we might fight each other. We might hate each other. We might love each other. We might be best friends. We may be sworn enemies. If I have a title, someone can challenge me for my title. If someone else has a title, I can challenge them for that title. And, you know, we just, as a trying to think where to go with this.
Yeah, the way Wes Warren explained it to us when he was on is that it was just, it was more of a lifestyle that just because y'all are both, just because he could be in the locker room with you, and just because you're both Blackwater Society doesn't necessarily mean that y'all are together in the ring. Y'all can
We're not friends. We can easily, like say like me and Draven Lee. We've never seen eye to eye. We fought each other several times all over a bar. But we have respect for each other at the end of the day. To where like me and Minotaur, we have been tag team together. We have respect for each other. We've had our disagreements, but we still stand toe to toe, brother to brother.
Okay.
You said you have to be asked to be in this society. Is that correct?
It is handpicked by me, yes.
You have to be invited by you.
It's been invited.
What do you look for when you are thinking about, or what attributes does someone have for you to say that might be someone that I want to invite into the Blackwater Society?
Someone who is a, you know, I don't know, can I curse?
Yeah.
Someone who is a badass.
No, don't say ass on here. No, just kidding.
Okay, my thought. Someone who does stand up to a certain particular. Yeah, you know, someone who is of a certain standard, who is a certain look, who does go to the gym, who does stand out from the rest of the locker room.
Yeah.
Someone who does make a statement when they're in the ring. Someone who is dominant.
Got it.
I think Wes told us that too. Now that I remember, you know, him talking about the ring work, going to the gym, you know, taking pride, I guess, in that way. Interesting. Yeah. Do you have a limit? Like, are you how big could it be, I guess? Or do you just, when you see people that you want to invite, you just invite? You don't really think about, well, we already have 50 people or we already have 10 people.
I didn't get that far into it. My goal is to have it across, say, the entire U.S. right now.
Cool.
No, ideally, if I could have somebody from each state to represent it. Right now, we have Mississippi. You know, I know we have Arkansas, Alabama. I think Jackson Slade's in Florida. So slowly branching out. But I've had a lot of guys message me that want to be in it. And I don't have to necessarily know you, but I will watch your videos, watch your matches, see what you can do, make sure you are up to what I want you to be to represent what I'm creating. Because this is something I've wanted to do for years, just didn't know how to start it. And then when I met Malik Ode, one of my tag partners now, with him, I got it going the way I needed to get it going.
Well, you said that you didn't. I've never heard of anybody else doing this.
I'm not sure there was or not.
There's plenty of factions, but this is completely different than a faction. And I think it's pretty.
Yeah, because like I said, you know, at BIW, we have Southern Royalty.
Right.
But Southern Royalty doesn't exist outside of BIW, where the Blackwater Society, it will exist.
Right.
Wherever. We might be teaming up at, say, a BIW show. And on the coast at the GCW or AWA, we might be fighting each other, trying to kill each other. But at the end of the day, we still have that respect for each other. We are still a brotherhood.
And since you're being, since it's a very exclusive club, I would think that having that moniker or being that with that brand affiliation, that could be added value to a promoter. That's my goal.
Because
the reputation grows.
Yeah, I've already had one promoter contact me about doing that company versus Black Wire Society.
Interesting.
And if we can get that going, I'm all for it.
Sounds great. Now, you haven't always been the nightmare known as Jeremiah. I saw that you were at one point we were Big Red, and then there was Jeremy Awesome. What was the first incarnation when you got started?
All right, so in 2005, Big Red was just a high school name I got. In 2005, that's when I had my first wrestling match. That's when I got started.
My original name was
Mississippi Combat Lions.
Okay.
It was ran by Zeke the Sneak Rivers, mm-hmm. which he used to do some stuff in Memphis. And J.D. McKay, actually, I talked with him one day, and he knew who Zeke was, and I was shocked because, long story short, I thought he was a con artist, but it worked out. But my original name was Enigma Rage.
Enigma Rage.
Interesting.
Yeah. The Confused Anger, you know, that's what it was. I wrestled as that for a couple of years. I had a tag partner. His name was Jason Vane, and a lot of people thought we looked alike. We're about the same height, same build, both had shaved heads. I had a small red goatee. He had a small black goatee. We did a tag thing, and I remember this was probably around 2008. We're doing a show. It was for MCA, and John Saxon, Adrian Whisper, and Steve Anthony were there. And, you know, they got together and were like, explain your characters to us. Tell us what y'all are. And, man, we didn't know telling. We were just, I was Enigma Rage, which, you know, Enigma's confusion. Rage is anger, so I don't know. You figure it out. Jason Vane was Jason Vane, and we had nothing. And they were like, what do y'all like? What do y'all like to do? What do y'all like to watch? You know, give us some ideas. And sometimes when I put on a spot, I draw a blank. And we were both like, we like to watch Tim and Eric's awesome TV show. And from there, I just remember the look that John Saxon gave us. Like, he couldn't believe we were telling him this. He said, all right. He's all right. Whatever.
I can see that.
Yeah. When he's asking you what you want to do, and you're like, I like Tim and Eric's awesome TV show. So from right there, he said, all right. Going forward, drop these characters. You're going to be Justin and Jeremy of the awesome tag team. And that's what we were. Fast forward 9 months, Justin gets injured. Torn ACL or something. He's out for a while. And I think at the time I was wrestling for BIW. And I was being introduced as Jeremy of Justin and Jeremy's awesome tag team. And as time went on, me and my tag partner grew apart. We got our differences, and but I've still been advertised as Jeremy of the awesome tag team. And over time, I just dropped of the team and just adopted Awesome as my last name.
Did you have a valet at that period?
Yes, it was she wrestled as Jenna Awesome.
Oh,
and then she'd go on to wrestle as the Crazy Alice. And then eventually she would be Jenna Monroe. And for those who don't know, she became my wife.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
Well,
yeah.
Awesome.
You know, I've seen the pictures, but I didn't realize that she went on to become your wife. That is so cool.
Yeah. She actually decided to quit managing once we, you know, decided to have kids.
So the nightmare has children?
Yes, two demons, yes.
Oh.
Well, I guess I met you at Pro Wrestling Ego.
Yes.
And that may be coming up on 9 years now.
I've been doing the nightmare thing for about, I don't know, maybe 10 years.
Yeah, I would say that I think I hooked up with Ego in 15.
Yeah.
Maybe late 14, early 15. But, and when I first encountered the nightmare, I mean, he came out, the nightmare was making kids, I mean, would make kids cry. And over the years, the nightmare, the kids got to where they really liked the nightmare.
Yeah, has this changed within recent years?
But
and
here
why
recently,
is that, Pond Water? What do you think? I mean, why do you think kids started crying at first and now they're liking them? What was?
Well, I think that I've always thought that, I mean, it's kind of like with the Road Warriors. There came a time when everybody got, they just quit booing the Road. They were so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
They quit booing them and it didn't matter what they did.
Doing cool moves or just, they're just,
And I said something at one point, I said, you know, you're just, the nightmare is so close to just being a baby face now, because the kids are making you that way. And so, you know what he did? They went out and they carved up Bam Bam Malone in Arkansas and said, hold my beer. We'll fix that. Indeed.
Well,
I'm kind of excited to get back to Arkansas to see what the reaction is towards y'all this
weekend. Yeah, I'm ready. Oh, yeah.
Why did you do that to Bam Bam?
It was first blood match.
I mean, his first blood match. He was messing with Camacho. Just had to get him straight.
Is Camacho Angel, is he in the Blackwater Society?
No, he is not.
Okay, so it wasn't that. It was just he was messing with.
No, me and him are in Southern Royalty together.
Okay.
Southern Royalty and Bayou Independent Wrestling consists of Angel Camacho, the former Southern Heavyweight Champion.
Yes.
King Rob Love, who's been sidelined with an injury. He'll be back. He'll be back really soon. Mm-hmm. And then Jeremiah and Alex Arsenal.
Yes.
And who are the current BIW Tag Team Champions. And I'll put that up. There they are right there.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
How long have you been tagging with Alex?
I'm bad with dates. But whenever he came to BIW, we were in a tag team. Now, I think that's the first time I met him.
Oh, okay.
So within the past year, I guess.
I think it was last right after Cassidy retired, so probably April or May.
Well, Cassidy and them had the belts, and we got the belts from them.
Yeah, we took the belts from them. So that's been a year in February.
What's worked out? Right.
Cassidy retired in March.
Yeah, we took the belts from him. Then he had that one last match.
Yes, so that would have been in March.
Well, it worked out well.
In April, February.
Tag team champions, then you all must have some good chemistry in the ring. Oh, that's good.
Well, and back to what happened in Arkansas Angel was defending the title against Bam Bam Malone, his first blood match.
I gotcha.
And I don't know what happened after Angel knocked me out.
Were you the ref? Were you the ref?
Yeah, Angel knocked me out.
You don't know what happened.
Yeah. Angel knocked me out. I was asleep. Nightmare picked me up and turned me and showed me Bam Bam, who was bleeding like a stuck pig.
You picked him up by his shirt and his pants?
Yeah, he picked my pants and my shirt and picked me up and turned me.
Is there a picture
of this? I called for the bell and he dropped me.
Might be some of his blood still on here.
Man.
Oh.
But it was a hairy moment. I mean, like, there's a regular fan that she got a really professional first aid kit. She said, because if anything like that ever happens again in Arkansas, she'll be ready.
Yeah.
But
I think you had to be super glued together.
Yes. And I mean, he's okay now. I mean, he came back the next month and won the championship.
Yeah. Okay. So this wasn't the champion, because I knew he was the champion. So
Bam Bam's champion now.
So y'all didn't do enough damage, Nightmare. He came back and beat him.
We get him this weekend, though.
You got to work on that. I want to ask you this, because I do see you are the Nightmare, but you're also the Blackwater Butcher. How did you get that name? Oh, Lord, Vladimir. How did you get the Blackwater Butcher name?
Okay, so there's a town in Northeast. Yes, Ray Fury does suck. Delete the yeet. Nah, I can't do it. Nope. Oh, there's a town in Northeast Mississippi called Blackwater, Mississippi.
Okay.
I was driving through there one day. It's a small little town. If you blink, you miss it. But I saw that, and something just stuck out. Something I like something about it. It's the middle of nowhere. No one knows about it. It's isolated. I like that. And so I just adopted that as my hometown.
Were you always the Butcher?
Well, currently I am the Blackwater Mercenary.
Okay. So okay. Well, yeah.
Since the Blackwater Society has kicked up, I've left the Butcher moniker behind and became the Mercenary. We're going out, like with Ray Fury, destroying whoever steps in front of me and trying to recruit who I need to recruit.
I know you used to
carry. There might be another Butcher.
I know you carried an axe to the ring. Did you used to carry a machete?
I've carried a machete a few times. Last time I carried the machete was at Elite Championship Wrestling.
Okay.
It was me versus one of the Pillars of Destiny, and we had a square off. He had his axe, and I had my machete.
Yeah, when Nightmare comes out, he's got a chain around him, and he carries an axe, and he taps that axe on the corner post. So it's a real axe.
That's it.
I can testify to you that it's a real chain, because he swung a chain and got me in the face.
Well, Dave, and he lost it with barbed wire. We've already seen that, and that's real too.
Lost with barbed wire, yes.
I kind of get out of his way when he comes in.
I don't blame you. That's super dangerous, right? To bring a machete. I mean, that's dangerous to bring a machete.
I mean, if you won't get in the ring with me, though, they choose to get in the ring with me.
I mean, people really got to know what all they're up against with you. That's kind of scary stuff.
Yeah, but going back to Bam Bam Bleeding, to Bam Bam Bleeding, like I said, blood makes the grass grow. Kill.
Vladimir Koloff's got him wound up in the chat because – He said Ray Fury sucks and Willie Buck's not having it.
Yeah. Well, Willie Buck might suck too then.
Oh.
Can't be friends with you if you like Ray Fury.
What do you have against Ray Fury?
Hey, man, look, he stole the yeet from the Usos. And, whenever I was Jeremy Awesome, I used to occasionally do the frog bone. I feel like he stole that from Jeremy Awesome also. And I feel like he stole the cutter from Orton, and I don't like thieves. Thieves suck. Ray Fury sucks.
I got to respectfully disagree with
that. Oh, man.
Hold on. You know what?
I'd rather not.
Technology. You see my sister and my – there he is. There's me, my niece, Ray Fury.
I'm so glad the top of his head was cut off.
I was afraid.
So glad. Destiny, that's what happened there.
I noticed it too, but I wasn't going to say anything.
Yes, I know. That's the reason why I know.
I'm so glad his head was cut off. Because his head's cut off, you can keep that picture.
Oh, that's terrible. But so what do I expect from the Nightmare, right? I don't expect warm words. Have you ever had a match with Ray?
Several.
A singles match, or has it ever been tag matched?
We've had several matches. Singles matches, we've had a few tags.
Okay.
Last tag match we've had, I beat him. The last singles match we had, I beat him.
Did you bring out that machete?
Didn't need to. He sucked.
Okay.
And you're the current AWA heavyweight champion, correct?
I'm the AWA AWA Alabama champion.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a
AWA
they
stands have a for Alabama.
Well, I think AWA is just the initials. I don't think it actually stands for Alabama no more.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Alabama.
But they, I think it used to be. I may be incorrect, but they have an AWA heavyweight title, AWA Mississippi title, and AWA Alabama title.
Okay. Who'd you beat for that one?
Yeah.
War King.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you know him. He's what's that?
I was going to say, how long have you held the title?
I believe probably 6, 7, 8 months.
So you are a heavyweight champion. I mean, the Alabama heavyweight champion and a tag team champion. Do you have any other belts?
Not at the moment.
Well, I mean, that's enough, you know.
He's busy. The man's all over the place every weekend.
I can imagine. Now the
Alabama title, I defended at other companies as well. I travel with that belt and I defend it to whoever I can defend it at.
He defended it against Gio not too long ago.
Yeah.
You don't like Gio? Do you like Gio?
He's better than Ray.
He's better than Ray.
Do what you want with that.
There you go.
I like them both.
Tell me. What is the most violent match you've ever been involved in?
Most violent match I've ever been in. I had one about a month ago, I guess, against Ash and Blake. It was a coffin match. Oh. At the GCW, which is on the Gulf Coast. Now that was pretty intense. We, you know, went all over the bar. Jammed a fork in his forehead. There was blood everywhere. Man, that might be one of them. I had a match with a guy named Max Glory, and it was a 2 out of 3 falls match. Spoiler: I won 2 matches back. I had 2 pinfalls back to back. So we never did a third one. I put him in a body bag. And he was never seen again after that match.
I was going to ask you if that was – I remembered that. Yeah, that's the night we killed a man for Wrestling Ego.
Yeah, and full circle, who was Max Glory's tag partner?
Ray Fury.
Ray Fury sucks. He didn't save him.
Pon, what kind of guests are you bringing on this show, Dave? I mean, you're killing people. He brings machetes to the – I mean, who are you hanging out with on the weekends?
Hey, if he dies, he dies.
Oh, Lord. That's it. Famous words.
I'm gonna tell you, I've actually put my boots and trunks on twice. Well, actually 3 times, but I've been in 2 rumbles. Basically, like the Royal Rumble, we call it the Mississippi Rumble. So I go to the ring, and who do you think is standing right in the middle of the ring? And there's bodies laying everywhere when I get in the ring.
Every time.
The Nightmare of Jeremiah.
That's it.
So I look at him. And I'm like, oh, man. So he points at the ropes. And I run and I hit the ropes and I go and I'm going to try to do a shoulder tackle. And all I do is bounce off of him and I'm down. So I get up and another head of steam and I do it again, shoulder tackle. But I mean, he didn't even budge. It's just like I ran into a wall and fell down.
Mm-hmm.
And then he proceeded to pitch me over the top rope, and I was out.
So you didn't want to toy with him. That's awful nice of you, though, Nightmare. Like, you could have really, just messed with him.
I think he's laughing the first time.
The first time you did a shoulder tackle?
It happened again the second time.
Yep.
And when I got in the ring and looked at him, and I'm like,
he was very nice to you, Palmwater. He could have, toyed with you like a cat and mouse, you know? Like, he could have really messed you up in the ring.
Well, I had a mask on, and I think what saved me is I don't think he knew it was me.
Did you know Palmwater?
Super nerd should have given
it away. I've seen him. He beat the compound crap out of Ref Obama.
Oh, poor Ref.
You know, when I used to train people, I probably trained close to 40 people. Only two have stuck around. That is Wes Warren and Referee Obama.
Awesome. And you beat the crap out of Ref Obama?
He wanted to have one match.
Uh-huh.
See if he could do it. See if he could handle it. So he gave it all. He gave it his all.
That will happen with a referee, and then we find out why we're referees.
Yeah. He tried to get a second match. They tried to get him to have a second match. He wasn't doing it.
Well, let me ask you this question, Jeremiah. Because you talked about when you got started in wrestling, but what brought you to the ring, I guess, to sense? Like, what, did you have favorites? Were you going on the weekends to watch shows? Did you want to be a wrestler, or did you just kind of happen upon it?
Okay, so I had no idea what indie wrestling was. Mm-hmm. Never even heard of it. I thought you just decided, hey, I'm going to WWF to be a wrestler. I thought that's how it worked. Excuse me. In 2004, I worked as an ice vendor for ice company, and I saw a flyer for, I think it was Wrestling on the Bluff. It was NWO Sting, Bagwell, D'Lo Brown. Boss Man was supposed to be there, but he had just recently passed away. The Steiners, Lex Luger, a bunch of big names. And since we're ice vendors, you know, we supplied the ice, we got it for free. And I was watching these guys, and, you know, it wasn't quite what they used to be on TV, but I was like, okay, I see what's going on. It piqued my interest, but I left it at that. Come back to 2005, I saw another advertisement for a show. Didn't recognize no one on there, all indie guys. You know, unless you're on WCW or WWF or ECW, I have no idea who you were. Mm-hmm. Went to the show. I was watching these guys work, and I legit thought to myself, I'm better than some of them. And after the show was over, I just kind of stuck around, started asking questions. I met the promoter, which was, again, Zeke Speak Rivers, and got involved with it. But I never wanted to do it full-time because when I started training to wrestle in 2005, this is my schedule. I went to college full-time. I worked 4 days a week at a bar. Tuesdays and Thursdays, I did Okinawa Kempo. Every morning when I woke up before class, I would run and go to the gym. And I went to the gym during lunch to do powerlifting. And on those days, I do Okinawa Kempo. Afterwards, we would do MMA training because I was also over Team Knockout, which is the MMA group based out of Natchez, Mississippi. So when I first started wrestling, this is what my schedule was. I would train for an MMA fight, you know, train for 4 or 5, 6 weeks, go have a fight. So as the fight was over, I'll start training for a powerlifting competition that might be held in, you know, Northeast Mississippi or something, under the APA-WPA, which is American Powerlifting Association and World Powerlifting Association. I broke, I think, 15 or 17 records. Some of them still stand. After I do that, I kick in gear with Okinawa Kempo, go to the coast and do a point fighting competition under MKA, which is the Mississippi Karate Association. And then in my spare time between all of that, I would try to wrestle.
Mm-hmm. So are you doing any of those other things right now, or are you strictly wrestling?
All right, so I quit doing Okinawa Kempo because the instructor that taught us, his hips got bad and he could no longer teach it. His two sons and another gentleman were black belts, and they had no interest in training. Mm-hmm. So that went away. I love powerlifting, but it tore my body up. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't handle that no more. That went away. MMA. I did it on an amateur level. 5 wins, 2 losses. Amateur. Thing about MMA was we trained in the back of a church. Mm-hmm. We did good for what we did, but once we started competing against people who trained at actual facilities,
sure,
there was a difference that we couldn't compete with. So that went away, and somehow wrestling picked up and it took over. Now, fast forward, going back up to 2019, I got involved again with Taekwondo, Judo, and Hapkido under Musulquan. And I am currently doing that. I help teach class with those also.
Good deal. Did you do those kind of things in high school, like powerlifting or football? Did you do? Were you athletic like that in high school?
Yeah, I did. In high school, I did football, powerlifting. When I was a little bit younger, I did baseball. I dabbled in tennis. We won't go there.
Can we get pictures of that? I can't imagine nightmare.
No, nah, never. No, I tried out for it. I tried out for it. It didn't work out. But you know,
that's funny.
But toward the end of my senior year, I could have played for junior college and football, but my father was having health issues, mm-hmm. and so I found it best to go somewhere else, to go somewhere local for college. Which again, it worked out because that's how I found out about indie wrestling.
Exactly, and met your wife, and
had it worked out. Yes.
That's do your it. Demons do those? Do they do karate type, whatever?
Yeah, the reason I got involved back in taekwondo is my son wanted to start doing it.
Awesome.
And once he started doing it, I got involved with it so I could teach him better. And then my daughter got involved with it. And she's currently an orange belt. He's a green belt. I'm a brown belt.
Awesome. You know, I hear that a lot. I mean, like you said, I love when I see families, you know, that are participating in things like that, karate, yeah. taekwondo, things like that. Because, you know, you can tell, you can see the passion that comes out. My husband and son, or my son plays football, and my husband played football. And so, you know, there's nothing more that I think Sean likes to do than is to talk to football about with Aaron. I don't think Aaron always wants to do that, but that's like Sean, one of Sean's favorite, you know, things to do.
Yeah.
So I'm sure, you know, even though you're a nightmare and a butcher, a mercenary, I'm sure when your son and daughter start talking about things, I'm sure that you put your, barbed wire down and you probably smile. I bet.
Oh yeah. Sorry about that.
That's all right. I waited for Amy to finish. And
sorry.
You knocked me. You knocked my wheels off.
Well, I got more questions if you need to keep thinking.
Go ahead.
What's next for Nightmare? What's the Southern Royalty Society? I mean, you all have the tag belts, but you don't have the heavyweight belt, right? I mean, is there a plan to get that belt back?
Camacho has a rematch. I'm not sure when, but he has one that will be coming up.
And are you all going to be there to support? Yes. AKA interfere? No. Whatever it takes.
And also coming up in Brookhaven for BIW, I'm wrestling Ray Fury for his title.
Oh, really?
As so well.
Really? Let's see. Yes. Everybody wants payback. I like that. Now, where is this match at? It's in Arkansas. Okay, I see it now.
Yeah, this will be in Fountain Hill, Arkansas this Saturday.
That's next week. Oh, this Saturday.
Yeah. This Saturday.
Yeah.
So you are fighting Ray Fury this Saturday? Is that what you're saying?
No, this Saturday I am wrestling it's me and Camacho versus Bam Bam and Chase Stevens.
Okay.
There's another show coming up here in Brookhaven where I'm wrestling Ray Fury.
I got you.
I don't know if you know this, Amy, but Chase Stevens was one half of the Hot Shots with Cassidy Riley.
No, you know what? No, I don't think I did know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chase Stevens has been around for a long time.
Yes. We had Cassidy on here not too long ago, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
To talk about the Iron Claw movie, which was interesting.
And he talked about Chase. Chase was his last match.
Yes. Yes, he did. Have you seen that movie yet, Jeremiah, The Iron Claw?
Yes. Yes,
I've seen it. What did you think
of it? I enjoyed it. I felt like there's a few things that are kind of glossed over quickly. But, again, you're trying to cram a whole family and everything that happened to them within 2 hours. So
Right.
You know.
My daughter, this is weird, but my daughter, she's 22. And I talked to her this morning, and she said, Mom, I heard on the radio that High School Musical came out 18 years ago. And I think in 2005. And is that right? Is that be 18? 19 years ago. 2006. Sorry, math. I'm not a math major. So she's like, that was 18 years ago. So I'm sitting there thinking, I keep thinking Zac Efron's like 25. Like, I just, you know, like, but he's almost 40. Like, wow. That's crazy to think. He's like 38 years old. Isn't that crazy? Like, I know I watched him in The Iron Claw, which he did a superb job in, I think.
Oh, yeah.
But to think that he's almost, you know, he's like 38 years old. Like I said, I think he's 25 all the time. But
Jeremiah, did you watch it like I did, where you were trying to pick out the people that we knew that were extras?
I wasn't actively doing it, but I did. Yeah. I saw several. Yeah.
I'm hoping that there's going to be a director's cut.
That'd be cool.
I think, because I know that, I mean, like the scene that we saw MJF, and we knew MJF played Lance Von Erich, but there was no way of knowing in that movie that was Lance Von Erich.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if you're just a casual movie go when you watch it, you have no idea.
I mean, we knew that was what it, and I mean, the thing was, is that Kevin was trying to get the tag and he wouldn't tag him. Mm-hmm. So there's a story there that they told, and that's, I noticed it, but so I'm hoping that they'll put a lot of stuff back in for the director's cut.
That'd be pretty cool. Do you think of your question yet, Palmwater?
No. We were going somewhere.
Oh. Well, do we want to try to get back on it?
You mentioned the MMA, though.
Yeah.
You said that y'all were training in the back of a church.
So, the church I went to, the guy who taught karate, Okinawan Kempo, went to that church. So he was allowed to teach in the back of the church.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So,
I know we used to wrestle one day, in the back of the church.
No, we didn't wrestle in the back of the church. But one day we were going to a restaurant and we saw a flyer up for Slugfest, which is the MMA thing. And we called the number on it. The promoter answered, like, yeah, you know, this, how much tickets are? I'm like, no, we don't want tickets. We want to fight in this. He started asking us questions, like, yeah, man, we're local. We do this, we do that. And we got together. Like, he said we could fight in it. Mm-hmm. We got our blood work together, did this, got our license. Within 2 weeks, we got together, decided to name our group TKO Team Knockout. And that on that night, me and my two partners, all three of us, won our fights.
Wow.
Good deal.
It's a.
And then that's when I found out there's shady stuff that goes on in MMA also. Like the guy I fought. Well, yeah, like the guy I fought, they told me he had no experience in MMA. And that we were about the same weight. I was probably 280 back then, which I'm 285, 290 now. So, yeah. When I met the guy, because you meet him in weigh-ins, this dude outweighed me by probably, I would say, 60 pounds.
Oh.
I got him on the ground and ground a pound, full mount. Within probably 90 seconds, I beat him. After the fight was over, me and him were just talking, you know, just shooting it, talking, hey, you know, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, man, they told me you had no experience. I'm like, well, I mean, I have no MMA experience, but I've been training and doing this for, you know, 2 years now. And they told me he was a tough man boxer. So the promoter, you know, I don't know if you consider it lying or not, because he had no MMA experience, but he still had fighting experience. And I say a lot of stuff like this happened.
Kind of trying to set you up to fail. And now I remember, because when he mentioned that he weighed 280, that's where I was going. You, over the last couple of years, you've really undergone a transformation with your body, your conditioning. You've lost a lot of weight, but it hasn't been one of those weight losses that you're not what you used to be. You're new and improved. You're actually faster.
Yeah.
You're still a presence in the ring. You're still physically intimidating. So tell us about what brought on the decision, because I mean, what did you lose? Like 80, 90 pounds?
Well, okay. It goes two ways here. So I was around 340 at one point. Mm-hmm. And probably, I guess, two and a half years ago, maybe three years ago, I know it's all fuzzy. I was considering stepping away from the ring. I was just having real bad hip problems, knee problems, and a lot of issues. And, you know, I'd go out there, have a match, and then just be in pain. I'm hobbling. And so I decided to just start losing weight. And I actually went from 340 to about 250.
Oh, my.
And
how long was the trial period?
8 months.
Oh, my. That's a long time.
It was fast. 8 months. But now the downside of that, once I got around 250, even though I felt better, I didn't feel like I had a presence no more.
Right. Right.
And I know, you know Minotaur. He, you know, talking yes. to him, he said the same thing when he went from his biggest to, I think he weighs like 190 now probably. But when he was still wrestling, he lost all that weight. He said the same thing. You know, he wrestled somebody, they did go behind, picked him up, and that's the first time anybody's ever done that to him.
Right.
And
how tall are you, Jeremiah? I'm sorry.
6'2".
Okay. So, yeah, you're a big guy.
So, I decided to bump my weight back up to about 280. I like 280. And I can still go out there and do the things I do that, at least on the indie scenes where we're at currently, a lot of guys my size, you don't necessarily see them doing.
Mm-hmm. He does a lot of high impact. A lot of high impact. You're right. The guys his size just don't normally do that. And
well, you mentioned earlier you were frog splashing. You accuse Ray of stealing that from you. I don't know if that's necessarily true, but
I got YouTube videos. I got YouTube videos older than Ray's career.
I don't think you could steal a frog splash, though. I mean, that's a universal move.
He stole it. So we got a question popped up. He's curious about the murder that the Nightmare committed in Jackson, Mississippi.
Am I going to stand somewhere? Like, I really don't.
Robert Wadsworth is probably an accessory to that.
Oh, great.
I was told that he was contacted about a picture of Max Lowery's body beside a dumpster that he was contacted by authorities, allegedly. Oh,
Lord.
It was. You think we're messing with you? This was.
I don't doubt it. That I'm sitting here thinking I'm going to be on a witness stand.
It was uncomfortable
somehow, and I don't even know what the hell you're
talking
about.
It was uncomfortable.
What's even there? I wasn't even there.
Oh.
Someone else does that. Sorry.
And it was
no
DQ.
I'm very uncomfortable about the murder that Nightmare committed that I'm talking to right now.
There's a picture on my page of me holding up Max Glory's mask, covered in blood. Dripping.
Oh, gosh.
And then the band started playing and the party started on the dance floor.
Yep.
We were on the dance floor as we were taking the ring out of the back door. it was a bar called The Hideaway.
Yeah, that was it. A great place.
The Hideaway. I mean, what a perfect place to take someone and bury their body.
Well, it's actually the reason it's the Hideaway is there's a Planet Fitness and a restaurant, and there's a little hallway, a little thing between the buildings, and you walk back there. And it's behind it.
Uh-huh.
Hidden away. I think it used to be a movie theater.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, maybe.
Might have been a movie theater, but anyway, it was a neat little venue.
Well, I mean, yeah, y'all killed somebody there. You know what? I listened to Southern Fried Crime. Maybe I'll submit this as a possible show for them.
Yes, indeed.
Because there is a murder that was committed in Jackson, Mississippi.
It might be on YouTube.
The murder? Great.
The match, yes. The match we had, yes, was on YouTube.
Has anybody heard from him? No one's heard from him? Is that what you said? No one's heard from this person.
Max Glory has never wrestled again.
Nope, he's never wrestled again. And Ray Fury could care less. Ray Fury sucks. Delete the Yeet.
I mean, you know, I love Fury, but I mean, you think he'd like have an armband or something?
Something.
Well, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm like, I want to say stuff, but I'm also staring at curious about the murder that Nightmare committed in Jackson. So I'm just kind of like, you know what? I think I'm just going to.
Yeah.
This is not the hill.
I
got to
be in the ring with him Saturday night, so I'd appreciate it if you don't.
Yeah, that's cool. Like I said, no need to poke the piranha. Just
because he's liable to start swinging that chain. You remember that crap that Amy said?
She's not here. So guess what? So if I may, what?
Thank you, Allison. Thank your Yay! Dad. Welcome. Welcome.
Good
Thank
deal.
You.
Yes, yes, yes.
We love that. We love that. So what is, what does 2024 look like for the nightmare known as Jeremiah? What are you
right now?
Do? What's your plans?
Man, so like I said, you know, I was almost retired or was a step away prior to losing weight. Once I lost the weight, I feel like I have, I know I'm on borrowed time. Because my hip issues, they're not going away.
Right.
I've lost the weight, and I'm just buying more time. So, man, I'm just trying to go out there and just be me.
Uh-huh.
Go out there, have fun, do what I need to do, because I'm not the best wrestler. You know, I know this, but my goal at any show is to, at the end of the night, I want to be what the people remember.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow, whether it's, oh, he did a moonsault off the top rope, or he did this, or the brawl outside the ring. I want to be what you remember.
Would you do a moonsault? You do moonsaults?
I do moonsaults. I do corkscrews. Yeah.
Really?
I used to do frog splashes before they got stolen from me.
Oh my God, get off that.
I would tell you, my nephews were in town, mm-hmm. and my grandson was in town, and we had it was in Brookhaven, and they still mentioned Jeremiah, and that's been 7 or 8 years now since they've been here, and they still remember.
Yes, right there.
He scared the crap out of them.
Well, yeah, banging a machete.
I mean,
what match was that? Do you remember?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Were you at it, like watching it, or were you reffing it?
I was reffing it. I was in the ring.
Okay, I didn't know.
And he walked by him, and when he yelled at him, it scared the crap out of
him. That's it.
Well,
and it's the way it's always. And yeah, Robert's pointing out that the corkscrew Vader bomb is amazing.
Yeah, that too. Yeah,
I mean, he, and a lot of these things we're referencing, he did well over 300 pounds.
Yeah.
So, you know. I'm really looking forward to seeing what. I mean, I got to keep an eye on him.
The rules
are just a thing on paper.
Right. But do know, Jeremiah, Dave has taken a bullet to the head. So your machete may not be really what takes.
It may not. I hear you.
You're going to have, and a chain. I know you got a chain, but I'm just.
Well, wait, let's.
I don't think.
No, don't. Because we've done all these things with Camacho giving me a chop for 200 subscribers. I'm taking Koloff's cannonball now that we've got to 300.
Right.
We're talking about taking the Camacho bomb for 500.
Why don't you take this cork?
Whoa. Pump the brakes. You don't see me recruiting Nightmare to do anything to me.
Not yet. I don't know. I mean, this corkscrew Vader bomb.
I've been in the ring with him twice, and I've had enough. And then the third time I was in the ring, it was against a woman, Bristol Hell, and he was going into the ring with her.
Uh-huh.
So don't think that, I'm in there, my butt was puckered.
Yes,
well,
indeed.
Yeah, the most recent time he picked you up like a child,
You can ask him. He tried to interfere in Bam Bam and Camacho's match in Vicksburg, mm-hmm. and mm. I wasn't nowhere. I didn't go nowhere near him after the three count.
Now, Nightmare. He is the ref, though. He is the authority in the ring. Are you against authority?
Sometimes refs make mistakes,
and
they need to be corrected.
Right?
They need to be corrected. Yeah.
Discipline. They need to be corrected. Okay.
Yeah,
once he goes to that curtain, there's a switch that flips, and I don't want no part of it.
I remember seeing them. They are very intimidating coming out. I give you that. What and your partner? Do you have that picture again of him and his partner?
I've already.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I've already gotten rid of it.
Well, you know that's not fair because our producer's not here.
There
he is.
There it is.
I mean, those belts are nice. Do you like your tag team belt? That is nice. But like I said, you're definitely intimidating.
Those are a lot better than the belts they had when they won them.
Yeah.
I was there.
Yeah, did
they get those belts the night I was there? When did they get those belts? I feel like that was something.
I feel like it was in Vicksburg we got the new belts.
Was there.
Yeah, I think that was. I think that's whenever I was that we had come down to watch the show. They were getting the new belts that night. Yes. And
you know why that's a nice belt? Those are nice belts?
Tell me, Dave.
Because Big Time Belts made them. Yes, it's Big Time Belts. Do you need a belt for your promotion? Do you need a belt for your fantasy football league? I've got a belt. I walk around the house with it over my shoulder. It makes me feel like a badass. BIW had the tag belts made.
Nice.
Battle Zone, the junior heavyweight belt there. Their tags, their heavyweight. SWA had their belts made by Big Time Belts. Big Time Belts is making belts all over. The PC Mid-Carolina Heavyweight Champion uses Big Time Belts. The Pennsylvania Grand Champion, because it's high quality, low prices. The AWA Tag Team Championships were made by Big Time Belts. What I'm telling you people is go over to Facebook.com, join Big Time Belts group. Get with us. Tell us just a crude drawing of what you want. We can make the art. You'll approve it. Plates go on the leather. Look at that fantasy football belt. If you're watching now, there's a fantasy football belt. I would put some effort in my fantasy football team if I was going to get that for winning. My granddaughter's baseball softball team, whenever they get a home run, they bring that belt out. The girls parade around with it. Some goof had to get this Vegas Golden Knights belt. Bless his heart. GCW works with the Mississippi Seawolves. So, like I said, go to Facebook.com, join Big Time Belts group. They'll make your champion look like $1 million, and we thank Big Time Belts for sponsoring our pod.
Yeah, those BIW tag team belts are nice. And I like that. I got to see them being
the women's. He's done the tag belts for us. He did the women's championship, which is incredible.
Yes.
I mean, those BIW tag belts are my favorite. Yeah, liked them too, so much that the belt for my granddaughter's softball team, we used the same design. So hopefully Jeremiah will have the opportunity to win some more belts that are made by Big Time Belts before the year's over.
Oh yeah, that's a goal.
I was going to say, I think he'd like that.
The one that he's going to challenge Ray Fury for was not made by Big Time Belts, but it is a heck of a nice belt with a heck of a nice history.
Since Ray Fury likes to steal everything, I'll steal his belt. So we'll do.
What town is that, Brookhaven?
I believe so, yes, Brookhaven.
Brookhaven.
You know, I just don't know. I don't see. We'll see. I don't think you got it. I don't think you're going to beat Ray.
Amy.
I'm just saying.
Just a disclaimer, Jeremiah, the opinions of Maeve Yvonne are her own and do not reflect.
I hear you.
The management of Talking Wrestling with Paul Water, Dave.
Yes, indeed.
I just said I don't think. I didn't say I know or anything, but
I know you have a lot of your own merch. Is there a way for people to get it online?
Man, I sell everything myself at shows. If you contact me on Facebook, I talk to me through there. I'll sell it. I don't have a store. I'm not a high tech person at all.
Okay.
The only social media I have is strictly Facebook.
But that's awesome. You do have tables set up at every show that you go to.
Yes. I will take pride in probably saying I may have the best table at every show.
Awesome. Okay. So
that's not
a
stretch.
They can get it from there. That's pretty cool.
That's not a stretch. Yeah. He and there's something at his table for everybody. Blackwater Society rules for life. Number one fan, Woody McCullough.
That's it. It's a good dude right there.
Thank you for joining us, Woody.
Well, Jeremiah, thank you for your time. Thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for having me.
Oh, West Monroe. West Monroe is Jeremiah and Fury.
West Monroe. Yes. Okay.
You're doing that
okay.
In West Monroe. West Josh Monroe. Just messaged me and told me straightened me out.
Yeah, I have a bad memory. All I know is what I have next this coming up weekend. Other than that, yeah, I'm bad at it.
I can't remember. They all start running together if I don't write them down. This new journal. They got a new journal app on the newest update for the iPhone, and I thought about using it just to put who I worked with and what we did to try to keep up with it a little better.
Yeah, you definitely yes, need to do that.
Because pretty much all I can remember anymore is the first one and the last one. But again, thank you for coming on our show tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Wish you all the best down the road. I'm looking forward to seeing you this weekend.
Oh,
have
yeah.
safe travels to up to Arkansas.
Oh, yeah. Peace out. Nope.
Don't
and if there's anything you ever want to beach. Anything you ever want to promote, you have an open invitation to come on here anytime and do so.
Good deal. I remember that.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
The Nightmare Jeremiah, everybody.
That's fun to learn new stuff. I like that. I mean, he's not beating Ray, but that's okay. I mean, you know. He ain't beating Ray. I just don't think so. How can you steal Frog Splash? Come on now. That's a little much. Don't you think?
I'm not saying anything.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. I don't blame you. I mean, I don't think people really think about like that.
And Ashley Jackson says, yes, he can.
Who's Ashley Jackson? Okay, never mind. I know
let me tell you something. Didn't nobody think that him and Alex Arsenal was going to beat Cassidy Riley and Bam Bam Malone for those tag team belts?
Well, okay.
I mean, that's why they do this. And
definitely he believes in himself. And I'm sure
it's not going to be, this is probably going to be one of Fury's hardest defenses that he's had.
Oh yeah, no.
I'm not bagging on Fury. I love me some Ray Fury.
Right.
But man, I have nothing but respect for the Nightmare Jeremiah, and I know what he can do, and he's dangerous and he's deadly. And if you don't believe me, go look at his Facebook page, go look at Josh Newell's Facebook page, go look at Bam Bam Malone's Facebook page.
Well, what about just go look at the. He killed somebody in Mississippi. That's enough for me. I don't need to look at a Facebook page.
When I asked him that question, I was trying to remember if he was in on that match, and I thought he was.
Uh-huh.
Because when I go back to the most disturbing matches I've ever refereed, that one comes to mind.
Well, I mean, it sounds like he was the head honcho.
Like, I'm trying to go back and remember if I watched the match or if I ref the match.
Right.
Because I remember the match. But when I go back and remember it, like, why wouldn't I have stopped the match?
Because you didn't want to get murdered. You're like, one murder is enough. Maybe. I don't know. It's pretty interesting. Y'all got some interesting characters down there. Josh has got some interesting characters down there in BIW.
Well.
In the South.
We do.
Right.
That happened at Pro Wrestling Ego. But I mean, I've worked with him at Pro Wrestling Ego. I've worked with him at Battle Zone. I've worked with him at AWA. I've worked with him at BIW.
Has he ever wrestled at Vladimir? At AWA, right? That's where Vladimir is. Right?
Yes.
Okay, I thought so.
I don't know that he's wrestled. He may have wrestled Vladimir.
I just wondered. I'm just curious. Three Stages of Fear. And then he was in a
coffin match. It was a Three Stages of Fear match against Max Glory.
Did he win the coffin match? I meant to ask him that. Do you know?
He's still the AWA champion. He's still the champion, so I'm sure he did.
Okay, so it was for the title?
Probably.
Okay.
We'd have to go do our research on it.
I know. Not when I'm nightmares, though.
Willie Buck is fired up now because he done
Exactly.
He done screwed up talking about Ray Fury. My favorite wrestler will be Ray Fury, and he doesn't steal anything from anybody.
I mean, you can't steal a frog splash. Like, I just don't think you can steal that. That's a universal move if you can do it. But that's impressive to think about, because you're right. He is a big man. He's 6'2", 280. Could you imagine that coming down on you? I think I'd be counted 3'2".
I can imagine it. He was over 350 when I was in the ring with him.
He never frog splashed you, though, right?
No. Thank God.
Is that what we wanted at 400?
Well, here's the deal. It was a Royal Rumble type battle royal.
Yes.
And I got full of myself when I got in the ring, because initial plan was I was going to slide in, and I was going to kind of like get down in the corner and kind of hug up to the rope.
Yes.
And try to be around till the end and try to steal one.
And but what were you going to win? Like, if you had won that Royal Rumble, would you have won a title shot of some type, or what was the prize? Do you remember?
I think it was just being the winner.
Okay. That's still a good feather.
It's good enough. I mean, losing sucks.
Yeah. But that didn't, because he saw you before you could go cower in the corner?
Well, I had a Superman S on my chest. You can't be cowering when you're putting an S on your chest.
Well,
I mean,
why is Stephanie not here with a picture of this? Do you have a picture?
I've been trying to show it, but her files won't load.
Oh, man, that hurts. Okay.
I'm telling you is that that particular, better. But that at that particular time, the S stood for stupid.
Setup. I think it stands for setup.
When he pitched me over the top rope, it stood for sailing.
Oh man.
And then when I hit the floor, it stood for selling.
Jeez, did you have to sell or were you really hurt? Did you grab hold of the rope or anything, or did you just go? Did he realize that you're not another 280 pound person? He didn't have to heave you so hard, or did he just heave you into the, you know?
That's cute. That's cute that you think that he thinks about it.
Well, that's probably true. Well, I mean, yeah, he's gonna handle you with kids' gloves.
I mean, I came out better than Max Glory.
Barely, right? Did you hit any chairs?
When I got in the ring the second time, I saw him and looked at him. He goes, "I bet you won't try it." So he spit on me too. After he threw me over the top rope, he spit on me.
I do not like. That is the most disgusting thing I see wrestlers do, spitting on each other. Like, that is just how do you feel about that? Seriously, like, that's gross. Hawking a big, ooh.
That's hey, gross. It wasn't the worst thing that happened to me that match.
Yes, Mark.
Mark Dodd, former guest. They're having their Hall of Fame show Saturday night. And he'll get to hand Abdullah the Butcher his Hall of Fame plaque, and he's kind of scared. I would be too. Abdullah's very, very intimidating.
Heck yeah. I mean, good luck.
We're gonna
with
have
that.
And next week we're gonna have the referee that's going into the Hall of Fame.
Yes, that's going into the Hall of Fame. That's gonna be so fun to hear him. What's his name? He has a nickname. I know. I don't want to call him by his nickname. I want to look it up. What his real name is. That's weird to say. I bet, Mark, if you know, you can tell us.
Yeah, I realized that I spoke and I was like.
No, he has a nickname. And like I said, I want to. That's what I was thinking about. I was like, don't want to call him by his nickname. They're going to have quite the lineup down there. Bagwell's going to be down there. They've got, you know, like you said, Abdullah the Butcher. Which, yeah, Mark, you got to give him his. Are you just going to like throw it at
Spanky?
Him? That's his nickname.
Chris Vick.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
I knew it was.
And speaking of Hall of Fames, I didn't want to just keep on while.
Oh yes,
while we had Nightmare sitting there waiting to get started.
Yes, that was
but me. This came in the mail today.
Awesome. So you are a lifetime member, is that correct?
Me and the missus both are lifetime members to the Hall of Fame.
Do you have to do that like each person is a lifetime member or is it like your family? Okay.
No, it's each person. And it's completely tax deductible. But they have a special reception for the lifetime members during the Hall of Fame weekend.
Interesting. So what are the benefits of being a Hall of Fame or a lifetime member,
Dave? You get discounted tickets.
For the Hall of Fame weekend deal. Okay. So you don't get in free?
No.
Okay. The Hall of Fame that we're talking about, Mark, is
I get in the Hall of Fame. Like when you're a member, then you go to visit the museum.
Right.
I'm pretty sure that gets you in, but it's the Tragos Thez Hall of Fame at the Dan Grable Museum, the National Wrestling Hall of Fame, the Dan Grable Museum in Waterloo, Iowa.
Waterloo, Iowa. They have a big weekend, the third weekend in July.
July 18th through the 20th. But there'll be, I'll tell you who I'm really excited about meeting is Wild Bill Irwin.
Is he going to be
I have his WWE action figure of when he was the Goon.
Really?
And I've got it on a wall in the room over there, and I've got it in a protective case.
Is he going to?
And I'm going to take it and get it autographed. But I'll probably take my Texas Heavyweight Championship and get it. I'll take my Texas Heavyweight Championship probably too. Because when I became a wrestling fan, him and David Von Erich were feuding over that Texas Heavyweight title.
Really?
Yeah, he was the Texas heavyweight champion when I became a wrestling fan, when I started going to matches.
And so the WWF had him be the Goon.
The Goon.
Isn't that crazy?
Hockey player.
Like, you don't think, again, when you're a kid and you see these people coming in, you know, the Goon, the Repo Man, like all these other, you know, all these little characters, you don't think about their life out before, you know, like you said, who would have ever thought he would have been fighting over a title against David Von Erich at all?
Well, I mean, he was Wild Bill Irwin, which was a hell of a gimmick anyway.
Yes, yes. But nobody knew that coming in as the
Goon. And his brother, Scott Hogg Irwin, they were the Long Riders, mm-hmm. but they were also the Super Destroyers under masks with Skandar Akbar, the American Tag Team Champions.
Right.
And
you would not have gotten that from him being the Goon. You know what I'm saying?
I cannot wait to meet him. I am so super excited about it. And I wish I could go to the gathering in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Kevin Von Erich's going to be there, which is fine. I'm going to go to Fort Worth and see Kevin Von Erich's one man show with David Manning and Dale Hansen at Will Rogers in Fort Worth, March 29th. But
Is that what you're doing?
I've never met the Iceman King Parsons.
Really?
And the Iceman King Parsons is going to be at the gathering, and I can't go.
I'm really surprised you have not met him.
I've never met the Iceman King Parsons. And the Iceman King Parsons actually worked at PCW for a little while, where I got my start, and I never was able to meet him. I really want to meet Iceman King Parsons.
But he's going to be at the gathering. Is that what you said?
Yes. He was announced for the gathering.
Well, maybe that'll happen some other time.
Yeah.
You never know. That's our goal for 2024 is for Dave to meet Iceman.
There's not a whole lot left.
No,
I've been very blessed to have got to meet a lot of my childhood heroes in the wrestling business. I've really been blessed that way.
Definitely. The Masked Superstar. I did not know that. That's going to be really cool. I'm glad you're getting to meet him.
Yeah, and Scott Irwin passed away, but in the AWA, him and Wild Bill were the Long Riders.
The more you know, right? Yeah. I did not know that, but I think it's going to be great. So, you know, one of these days, I'd love to get to the gathering. Also,
well, we used to go to it. Used to go to it when it was the Greg Price event.
Yeah.
It was the NWA. It was the Legends. It used to be NWA Legends. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, you know, that's where, I mean, my group chat with Conrad, that's where my closest friends that I talked to on a daily basis was because of that convention. You know, that was where
we all meet up there. Is that where
that's where we'd all meet up and just,
that's cool.
I'm gonna tell you a funny story about it because it's wrestling friends, and it doesn't matter if it's the gathering. It doesn't matter if it's the Hall of Fame in Waterloo, Iowa. It doesn't matter if it's whatever, WrestleCade, WrestleCon, all these conventions. Take an opportunity to get your friends from all over the country, and y'all meet up and you wrestle friends. Mm-hmm. Because we were sitting in there in the restaurant part. They had the restaurant. I think we were in there because the bar was being renovated, but there was a makeshift bar. But we're sitting at a table, and it's Conrad, Jay-Z, Dan, Belt Fan Dan, Leather by Dan, Belts by Dan, Russ Miller, Jeff Jewett, Mark Nelson, Dave Hancock. We're all sitting around, and we got our belts. Like, I got my big gold on the table, and Jay-Z's got his big gold on the table, and somebody else has their big gold on the table. But the funny thing is that Conrad has his big gold on the table.
It's the big gold.
And it's the big gold. The actual big gold.
Yes.
Sitting on the table. And nobody knows it's the actual big gold. Nobody knows.
Nobody in your group or just nobody?
No. Oh, we all knew.
Okay.
Well aware.
Saying, that's what I thought.
People walking by and they're speaking to you, they'll come up and shake on our hand. Because we, I mean, like Brandon Lyles and Reggie Hart, and just people that we see, when you go to these things, it's a brotherhood that, I mean, everybody knows everybody. And
sure.
But we're saying, we're sitting there and we're talking and we're cutting up and we're telling stories and we're having a great time. And people are walking by and it's no big deal that the big gold is sitting on the table because nobody suspects it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like why Superman wears glasses, because it just takes his glasses off because nobody figures that Superman has a secret identity.
Right.
Well, they're not thinking like that. That's why it works.
Right. That he's amongst.
Exactly.
Those.
So, but here's the funny story that happens though, is Sabu. Sabu walks by. Mm-hmm. And Sabu walks by and he looks at the table and he goes, fake shit, and walks through. Now, there was a guy that was sitting there that knew him. We called him Poppy. And Poppy jumps up and goes and gets in Sabu's ass for being a prick. Because he knew Sabu. And, you know, but what was funny is that even Sabu looks at it and goes, fake shit.
Yeah.
And it's the real big gold.
It's the real big
gold. As a matter of fact, it was real big gold. And I believe the 10 pounds of silver was on the table too. The original 10 pounds of silver and the ring used Missouri Heavyweight Championship was on the table.
All owned by Conrad or people?
No. Now, Conrad owns 10 pounds of silver now, but he didn't at the time.
I gotcha.
But the guy that had him at the time, and the original the Mid-South North American belt may have been there too. Allison Fainos.
You're the OGs.
But we had a great time. I think JR kind of looked down on us. There's a picture, and I can get it and post it, where we took over the lobby.
Uh-huh.
And there's like two benches, and we all just came and we set our belts down. Like, I had my Super Dave custom belt on there. Jay-Z had his Mad Head game belt. Just everybody had belts from one end to the other, and JR comes by and looks at it, and he's like, "Damn, the marks have nicer, the marks have nicer belts than the boys." Mm-hmm. But it was just kind of funny.
Yeah.
And this was long before JR did podcast with Conrad, but it was good times. It's funny what you remember.
Well, you know, just like you were saying, you know, when we have our Top Guy weekend, it is the same thing as what you're talking about, is whenever your collaborative group of wrestling friends all get together about wrestling. And we do talk, you know, obviously, you know, we talk about families and different things that are going on. And, you know, it is about wrestling. That's what brought us to the table. But we're all, you know, there are definitely good, great friends that come out of it and, you know, go visit different things, people doing different things together and stuff like that. Tommy Hillard. Interesting.
Well, we'll put him on the list, Willie Buck.
But yeah, so I mean, like I said, well, you know, trivia. Yes, let's get some trivia going.
What's our trivia about tonight, Amy?
Well, you know what? It's January, and we all know it's Royal Rumble season. And if you know me well enough, you know that's my favorite pay-per-view, premium live event, whatever you want to call it. And so I wanted to do the Royal Rumble. And then I was thinking, how do you pick? You know, obviously there's multiple ones to pick from. So I decided, you know what? We're going to do trivia on the greatest Royal Rumble in my eyes. And that's 1992.
Yes, ma'am.
So, just got a few questions for you. Just a few questions.
Well, let's get this thing started. And when we finish up, I've got a bone to pick.
Yay. All righty. What was the name of the arena that the Royal Rumble of 1992 was held in? Is it Madison Square Garden, the Knickerbocker Arena, Barclays Center, or was it the Nassau Coliseum?
I'm totally guessing. I know who won it, but I'm going to say it was the Nassau Coliseum.
Anybody?
I don't think Barclays was around in 92.
Anybody? We got some. Well, someone else agrees with you.
Andrew Hermes said, give him the D.
Constantly says that.
Alrighty. T-Weave wants the B.
He wants the B. And you know, Terry's going to get the B because it was the Knickerbocker Arena.
Where's that? Now,
well, that's what I was going to tell you. Its current name, it's in Albany, Indiana, Lord. Its current name is the MVP Arena. Well, it's gone
still
through
wouldn't
several
have got
names.
It.
I know. It's gone through several name changes. It was, like I said, the Knickerbocker Arena. Then it became the Pepsi Arena. Then it was the Times Union Center. And now it's the MVP Arena. I think it's in Albany. It's not, I think, yeah. Is that right? It's not in, like I said, it's not in New York City, like, in, you know, Madison Square Garden, Barclays. Nassau Coliseum is in Long Island, right?
Right.
Do you know, I was going to ask you, do you know what a Knickerbocker is? Anybody?
Man,
anybody?
I know I've heard this story before, but I can't remember it.
Allison Faye, she says she knows what it is. What is it, Allison? She'll tell us. Poor thing.
They need a way for me to be able to just click on somebody in the chat and bring them in to let them answer the question.
Oh, well, that'd be cool. It is Dutch. It is a Dutch. It's Dutch origin.
A Dutch oven.
No.
A Dutch oven.
No. It's Dutch origin. It's a style of pants. This is what the immigrants that came over from Netherlands, I guess, when they landed in New York City, these were the type of pants that they wore. They were called Knickerbockers. And so that is where the name came from. So
you're telling me the New York Knicks are named after a pair of pants?
Yes, I am telling you that.
Do you know what a Dutch oven is?
You know what? It's something that it's a cooking it's a cooking pot. It is.
Well, kind of. It's when you hold your wife's head under the covers and fart.
But there is a Dutch oven called, you know, that you use to.
I know, and I'm familiar, but
Of course you would.
But the other one is a lot more funny, except for the person that you're holding their head under the cover.
That's disgusting. Anyway, in the Royal Rumble 1992, the winner would win the vacated WWF World Heavyweight Championship. Can you tell me in the year that the only other Royal Rumble where the winner also won the heavyweight championship title? So we had it in 1992, and then there was one other year where the winner of the Royal Rumble actually won the title. Was it 2014, 2015, 2016, or 2017?
I've been influenced by the, well, everybody's all over the place. I want to say 2017 because it doesn't seem like, I think that's recent. I feel like it was recent because isn't that when, did they do that when Roman got cancer and went home?
Well, it was, you've kind of got some of the story. It was 2016. So Andrew was correct on that one and Terry, I think. But what happened exactly? So what happened is that Roman had to defend his championship at the Royal Rumble. He was the number one entrant. And he was defeated by the number 30 entrant, which was Triple H.
Oh, he did the actual Rumble was a title match that year.
Yes. But okay. it was the title match. So whoever won the Royal Rumble would have the title, and Roman Reigns came in as the champion at number one.
Okay.
And then Triple H came in at 30 and won the belt.
And defended at WrestleMania.
And then he got beat. Yes. So then he
I lost. Was there. I should have known that.
Was that in Dallas?
Yes.
Awesome. Was that your 50th? No.
Yes.
That was your 50th?
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Next question. How many matches, including the Royal Rumble, were on this pay-per-view? Was it 5, 6, 7, or 8? Oh, Mike Bober was there too. Cool. Y'all, I need to travel more.
It's not a contest, Bober. Were you ringside?
I like that. All right. We got some answers in the chat. Dave, what do you think? Well, Dave left. Dave, do you want to answer this question or no?
Do you have one of these, baby?
Oh, Lord. Okay, mister, this is not a competition.
I just like screwing with Bober.
Is it 5, 6, 7, or 8? How many matches?
Five.
You are correct. There were five.
Yeah, they because the match went so long. And
there were three tag team matches, the Intercontinental Championship, and then this the Royal Rumble. I thought that was interesting. That's a lot. I mean, but a lot of the tag team people were in the other matches, was either in the Royal Rumble or, you know, somewhere else. So, all right, next question. Who beat the Mountie to become the Intercontinental Champion? Was it Kerry Von Erich, Tito Santana, Bret Hart, or Roddy Piper?
I want to say it was Piper.
You are correct. It is Roddy Piper. Good job. Good job.
The Texas Tornado defeated Curt Hennig to become the Intercontinental Champion.
Right. And I'm pretty sure Bret Hart was in a tag team match, but I think he was also in the Royal Rumble. Like I said, they kind of just had everybody, you know, some of people did double duty those matches.
I was hoping it was Santana because I wanted to say Chico Santana like Jesse Frangero used to.
Oh, my gosh. We've come a long way. How had the most eliminations during the Royal Rumble? Was it Sid Vicious, Ric Flair, Hulk Hogan, or British Bulldog? One of these gentlemen had the most eliminations.
I'm going to say it was Dave Silva because he had some bad queso.
Ooh, I mean, that could do it, but he's
lots
not,
of eliminations.
He's
known for eliminations.
Oh, gross. But he's not on the list. You got to pick from the list. Sid, Rick, Hulk, or British Bulldog? Who do you think?
I'm going to go with the Hulkster, brother.
He was number two. No, he was number three. He had four eliminations. But Sid Vicious actually had the most eliminations with six.
There you go.
And I have a bonus question. Sid Vicious, between Sid Vicious, Ric Flair, Hulk Hogan, and British Bulldog, how many eliminations did they all have together? So if we know Sid Vicious had six.
Like, and Hogan had four, that's 10.
And Hogan had four, so.
I bet you Rick didn't eliminate. Rick probably got the credit for the last elimination. So there's 11, British Bulldog. I'm going to say 13.
Any other guesses in our chat? We got 15. Counting on their. Okay. It was actually 18.
Oh.
So these are the four highest ranking people who eliminated. So Sid Vicious had six. Ric Flair had five. Hulk Hogan had four. And the British Bulldog had three. So that is 18.
Cool.
And that is your.
We got another one. There's another question.
There is. What is it?
Oh, that was it.
Oh, okay. It was a I wrote it as a bonus, so I didn't realize that she had written it as a question.
Well, let's go back to this one as a bonus.
Okay.
Out of the four wrestlers, Sid Vicious, Ric Flair, Hulk Hogan, and the British Bulldog, which one was stabbed by Arn Anderson?
Which one stabbed Arn Anderson?
That would I thought be Arn Sid Anderson Vicious. Stabbed him.
No, Sid Vicious stabbed him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man, I'd gotten that story. Well,
they got in a fight.
Well, I knew, but I thought that Arn stabbed him with a pair of scissors.
No, he got stabbed.
Oh.
I mean, they probably both stabbed each other, but Arn got stabbed.
Why did I think that Sid Vicious didn't get out of that scot-free?
He had stabs, too, I'm sure. Like I said, they were drunk. And he did go down there with a pair of scissors.
Okay. I got a little personal turmoil. We have a minor league baseball team.
Okay.
It's in Pearl, Mississippi, right outside of Jackson. They're the Mississippi Braves. They're an affiliate team for the Atlanta Braves. Mm-hmm. And they announced that this season is their last season. They're moving to Georgia.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So I won't be going to any baseball games this year. I mean, it's like, hey, we're leaving, but this is our 20th anniversary and we look forward to the season. No, screw y'all. I'm not spending any money on you. It's like if your girlfriend breaks up with you, you're not going to take her to a 5-star restaurant on her way out the door.
What? Where are they going?
In Columbus, Georgia. Columbus, Georgia, I think is what I read.
Why are they leaving?
They want to move the team. And I found out that the owners of the team is Endeavor, the same company that owns the World Wrestling Entertainment.
Are they really?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be like the Illuminati, right? They're just going to be everywhere.
They
like,
own everything. I didn't know who thought they owned a minor league baseball team. But anyway, I just want to say to the Mississippi Braves, don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. Hopefully the next, and Trustmark Park said they're going to try to get another team in there. And hopefully it'll be a team that's got like a cool mascot, like the Trash Pandas.
Yeah, they need the Savannah Bananas. That would be awesome. Have you ever seen the Savannah Bananas?
I've watched videos on them. They're coming to Baton Rouge, and they sold out immediately, and there's a whole thing about the tickets.
Yes, Allison Faye and I have talked about it. We are going to go, and we're going to go see the Savannah Bananas. I just think they're super entertaining. But because just, not only do they sing and dance, they play ball.
They're like the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball.
Exactly. And you've got to be able to play. I mean, yeah. You know, I can't be a Harlem Globetrotter. I don't know how to play.
I'd love to see the Savannah Bananas. And when you catch a foul ball, it's an out. The fan catches a foul ball, it's an out.
Definitely a bucket list. I mean, like, yes. Yes, that would be fun.
And so anyway, I wanted to take advantage of our platform to.
I agree.
To tell him to go piss up a rope. That.
Now, who did you say our guest was next week? Spanky.
Spanky, Chris Vick.
And he will be coming off of his
Hall of Fame induction.
That'll be really cool. I can't wait to hear all about it and see what God.
Probably going to have two. We're probably going to have two guests next week.
Okay. Okay.
We'll probably have one and then another. Not on top of each other. Like,
I didn't think that, but okay. Like on top of each other?
Yeah.
I gotcha. You ready to go home?
I am. I have one other thing I want to talk to you about.
Okay.
I am forgetful. We got this little winter dog that we're not getting a lot of sleep.
Is he there?
He's in the other room on the other side of the house. Oh. I put him in a pen in the bathroom where I could close the bathroom door, close the bedroom door, right, all the way to the other side of the house so we couldn't hear him yelping.
Yes, I was going to say, because Stephanie's not there. So that does make it more difficult.
She just got home.
Okay. She coached tonight?
Yes. They have tournaments this weekend.
Oh, well, good for them. Good luck to them.
And but I want to remind everybody to get your Talking Wrestling with Palm Water Dave gear at jumpinthepond.com. We'll take you to our store. Encourage all your friends to go to pwdpod.com, which is our YouTube channel.
Definitely.
Like and subscribe. That helps us out greatly. We're currently at 302 subscribers, so I will be taking a cannonball from Vladimir Koloff. That will probably happen at the beginning of February. I'm supposed to be working their show, I believe, February 10th. I'll be in Ocean Springs. This weekend, I'll be in Fountain Hill, Arkansas.
And I think we need a Vader bomb from the nightmare known as Jeremiah onto Pondwater.
I've been in the ring with him. I've been in the ring with him, and no. Okay, I'm not doing that.
Not even for the people? Not even for the subscribers?
No.
Okay, fine.
No.
Okay. Just think about it. How about you just think about it?
Well, we would have had to ask him about it. And I thought about it. I thought, I'm scared of Jeremiah.
Yeah, he could. Yeah, that's true.
I'm not excited about this cannonball. It's a horrible idea. Because Vladimir Koloff is entirely too excited about doing that to me.
That is true. He is pretty excited. Like, I've seen he's definitely made it.
I think I got bamboozled and hornswoggled.
Yeah.
I got bamboozled into this deal.
I hope you didn't get hornswoggled.
we probably do need to think of other things because, I mean, you're kind of the biggest cog in this Talking Wrestling with Palm Water Dave wheel. It would really
But I can't figure out is how planning. I'm doing physical things to get hurt. I'm an elderly, y'all.
People like to see you get hurt.
And then for 500, Justin said he'd eat some mayonnaise.
Well, he's not convinced that he's going to do that, but I think the way he acts, he would probably rather take the Vader bomb from.
For 500 subscribers, Amy's going to start an OnlyFans.
No, not at all.
Okay. I made that up, y'all.
Dave is. No.
It is. It's going to be an OnlyFans. I'm going to start an OnlyFans. And it's going to be called Look at Palm Water's Wiener. It's just going to be pictures of me and my wiener dog.
You know, that little Bucky, he's got a name. Well, speaking for Bucky, speaking for the Master of Ceremonies, Palm Water Dave, I am Amy, the First Lady of the Arn Anderson Fan Club. Again, to reiterate what Palm Water says, if you like what you have seen tonight, please go subscribe to our our well said Patreon to our to
we don't
our
have
podcast.
A Patreon, Amy.
No, I know. Well, we start. Yes, I know. Sorry. Go subscribe to our YouTube channel. We are also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Please let us know how you think of the show. Give us that 5-star review. Like, subscribe, and tell your friends. That's how we grow. Granted, you know, Dave is taking the, you know, he's going to be taking the hit for us.
Hey, and if you're new to our show, check out the archives.
Yes,
go to PWD.com. Go look at YouTube. I mean, go look at our body of work over the last year.
Exactly.
I mean, we've got some really incredible talent that's been on our show.
We have.
I'll tell you what, Amy, everybody has loved David Manning.
I do too. I mean, he's the only person that has gotten off and jumped back on with us to talk more. He was a great interview. I mean, the way that he would just talk generally about stuff, about his tiger, and I had to be like, no, wait, come back. Tell me about this tiger that you owned. I have a feeling he has just a plethora of stories.
I think that
could be really cool.
Go back and listen to Mark Dodd's episode. Go back and listen to Tim Storm's episode. Yes. Go back and listen to Cassidy Riley's episode.
I could sit there.
Ray Fury.
Tri-State Wrestling.
And listen to Vladimir Koloff. Vladimir Koloff was so much fun.
Yes. Yes.
I started to say, to be such a dick, he was so much fun.
but that's probably not
a smart thing to say. Being since this man's going to give me a cannonball, he may have to. I may back out of that. I got subscribers now. We'll see.
I'd say maybe we just don't make any more promises like that.
Oh, Cassio.
Yes.
Everybody's got a favorite. So let them say it, people. Go to pwdpod.com. Not only watch your favorite episode, share your favorite episode on your socials. Share it with your friends. Tell a friend.
Definitely. Tell a friend.
Help a brother out.
Or sister. And we want to wish
Coach Nick Saban, the greatest coach of all time, a happy retirement. I hate to see him go. I really figured we was going to have him another year. I did not. That wasn't the news I was looking for. I believe the schools are going to be closed in Alabama tomorrow.
I don't doubt it. That's what I want to see right there. Little Bucky. He wants his mama.
He's mad at me because I put him in the other room.
I don't blame him.
But yeah, that's all I'm going to say about it. I just wanted to, you know, tell Coach Saban that we love him. I mean, I love him. Y'all probably don't like him, but y'all are haters.
And on that note, as we you know, we diss some of our fans. No. Again, like I said, for Palmwater Day, for Amy Vaughn, Justin Davis, who wasn't able to be here with us today. Stephanie,
time out.
Oh.
If I knew how to get a hold of him, I'd sure try to get him on.
So this old man, if you have ways of knowing, let us know.
This old man, he's got a great idea.
That's right. That would be really fun.
This old man likes that old man's idea.
Yes, this old man, please let us know if you have any ideas of how to get a hold of he said bye. Okay, never mind. Again, like I said.
He's wrapping us up. Let's go home.
Yes, for Palmwater, for Amy Vaughn, Justin Davis, who's not with us, Stephanie, who just joined us, Bucky, who is the cutest freaking dog ever. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. We look forward to seeing you next week. This time, when are we on next week? What day?
18th.
We'll let you know.
Thursday.
Thursday? Next Thursday?
I believe it's Thursday the 18th. We'll let y'all know.
Definitely. We will be on, and we'll see you then. Okay. Take us home. Bye-bye.